News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The arrival of a plane from Israel sparks an anti-Semitic riot at a Russian airport.
Video shows a large, angry crowd of people moving through the main airport in the Dagestan region, then rushing onto the landing field, chanting anti-Semitic slogans and seeking passengers arriving on a flight from the Israeli city of Tel Aviv. Further video on social media shows some in the crowd waving Palestinian flags and others trying to overturn a police car. Dagestan's Ministry of Health says more than 20 people were injured, with two in critical condition, the injured including police officers and civilians. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Online threats targeting Jewish students prompting police to step up security at Cornell University's Center for Jewish Living. Cornell's president describes them as horrendous anti-Semitic messages appearing on a website not affiliated with the university. There was no lack of anti-American rhetoric at a meeting of senior Chinese and Russian defense officials in Beijing.
Russia's defense minister has warned of the threat of a direct military clash between nuclear powers because of the West's involvement in Ukraine. Sergei Shoigu also said that the West was trying to expand the crisis potential in the Asia-Pacific. Senior Chinese military official Zhang Yuosha also made a thinly veiled swipe at Washington, referring to the countries which interfere in other countries' internal affairs. However, he also added that China was willing to develop military ties with the U.S. on a basis of mutual respect.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing. A vigil last evening in Lewiston, Maine. The community struggling to start healing from last week's mass shootings that left 18 people dead, 13 injured. Wall Street Dow futures up 176. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If the United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property, Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. To understand the value of these lithographs is to know the story. A master lithographer immigrant named Theodore Oman came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago, in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to SalemEventsStore.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends and for all the teachers in your communities. There is a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventsStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph while supplies.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. It was the best September ever at Harry Reid International Airport, with 4.8 million passengers coming and going. Now, the airport is well on its way to having the busiest year ever. After 9 months, Reid International has served 42.5 million people, more than 10% ahead of last year's record pace. November expected to be one of the busiest months ever, with the debut of the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix. Last year, 52.7 million people made their way through Reid International Airport. Former President Donald Trump used his Las Vegas appearance over the weekend to comment on his pending civil and federal court cases. Speaking before a packed house Saturday night over at Stoney's Rockin' Country in Town Square, the GOP presidential frontrunner bashed the judge in his civil case and claimed the federal case was, quote, payback for complaining about the 2020 presidential election results. Trump also has already been fined twice for violating the terms of a gag order in his civil fraud trial, which forbids anyone from speaking publicly about the judge's staff. That order does not prohibit public comments, though, about the judge and the attorney general on the case, who Trump has called a racist. The cyber attack that crippled MGM Resorts properties back in September may have been taking another financial toll on the company. The company's licensing agreement with Marriott International has been postponed until next year. That deal, expected to bring thousands of Marriott customers to MGM properties across the country back in July, and the two companies said the deal was expected to begin in October. They now say the deal will begin in 2024, giving no explanation for that delay in having the deal put together and executed. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website, 670kmzq.com. That's 670kmzq.com, and click on that Listen Live button.
Hey, Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet.
Located on 215 and South Rainbow.
Home of the...
We've got our early morning backup in the resort corridor right now. The accident is 15 southbound near Tropicana. That's taking up the left side of the freeway, and a solid line of cars waiting to get through the area. Braking starts before Sahara here. 15 southbound, again, near Tropicana. We want to stay to the middle and right lanes to get by this faster. Also, an east side injury accident at the intersection of Stewart and Sandhill. In for a cool down this week, that'll have us in the 70s through Friday. We're actually going to fall short of that number today with highs in the upper 60s this afternoon. Winds gusting to 20 miles per hour. 50 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settle. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is... I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
I'm the king of the world!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for Monday, October 30th. Good to have you with us. Hope you had a great weekend. I had an amazing weekend. I'm going to spend just a couple of minutes talking about what I did, and then we can talk about what you did. We can do that as well. I flew on Friday to Durango, Colorado, where my son and his wife, Rachel, live. And they just adopted a baby from Thailand. And I had a chance to visit with him. He is now 3 years old. And this is a process that's been going on for a long time, before the pandemic. And it was great to see my grandson, Matthias, and... Really exciting. And as a first grandson, it's pretty special. Pretty darn special. So I had a lot of fun. I'm sorry? No, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. We are going to be visiting a little bit later on at 6:30 with Jay Green, Senior Research Fellow for Education Policy at the Heritage Foundation. But I want you to hear from Mike Johnson. Mike is the Speaker of the House, the new Speaker of the House, and was on with Maria Bartiromo. In fact, he was in Vegas on Saturday supporting Israel. This is Mike Johnson on one of the Sunday shows with Maria Bartiromo.
The House passed a resolution supporting Israel and condemning Hamas as soon as my first guest was elected the new Speaker of the House, as he then put the House back to work on appropriations bills funding the government. Joining me right now with the road ahead exclusively in his first Sunday morning interview since being elected Speaker of the House, Republican Congressman Mike Johnson. Mr. Speaker, thanks for being here, and congratulations.
Thank you, Maria. It's great to be with you. I've looked forward to talking with you after this long three-week episode that we had. But I'll tell you right now, we're energized and back to work.
And tell us what your priorities are. I know that you attended the RJC last night, the Republican Jewish meeting. Tell me about that and what your priorities are now as the newly elected speaker.
Yeah, that was very important, more than symbolism. As soon as I took the gavel, our work began, and we passed the resolution, as you noted, in strong support of our strong ally and great friend Israel. We had to do that. And then I flew last night to Las Vegas and spoke to the Republican Jewish Coalition, as you noted, to send a further signal that this is a priority for our country. We cannot allow the brutality and the just unspeakable evil that is happening against Israel right now to continue. We're going to stand with our friends.
So what is your response, and have you spoken to the president about his request to tie the money together between Israel and Ukraine?
Well, listen, we're going to move a standalone Israel funding bill this week in the House. I know our colleagues, our Republican colleagues in the Senate, have a similar measure. We believe that that is a pressing and urgent need. There are lots of things going on around the world that we have to address, and we will. But right now, what's happening in Israel takes the immediate attention, and I think we've got to separate that and get it through. I believe there'll be bipartisan support for that, and I'm going to push very hard for it.
Do you believe there'll be bipartisan support in the Senate? Will it pass muster there?
I think it will. My intention is not to use this for any partisan political gamesmanship. This is a very serious matter. And we heard reports, firsthand reports last night at that event. They were telling us the terrible things that are happening there, the atrocities there. I can't even repeat to you on television some of the things that they told us firsthand that they've seen in Israel at the hands of Hamas and their accomplices. And so we've got to address this now. We should not waste any more time, and I think we'll get it through the House this week.
What should be the response to all of this anti-Semitism we're seeing on colleges' campuses? Has the administration taken that on?
I don't think they've taken a stance on it at all that I've seen, certainly not a strong one, but we should. It's just despicable. We're seeing this happen on college campuses across the country. Our public universities and our private universities used to be the bastion of free speech and debate and respect for opposing views. We don't see that anymore. And even I saw a report early this morning. I only got about 2 hours of sleep last night, but when I saw the headlines on the way out to come visit with you, I saw that there was a physical disturbance at Tulane University in my home state down in the New Orleans area. We've got to get a handle on this, and there's a lot of measures here in the House and ideas that House members are discussing on how we might, what Congress may do in that space, and we'll be talking about that in earnest in the days ahead.
There you go. The new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, looks okay to me. Don't know much about him. Don't know much about his policies. We're learning more and more about him. That will be interesting to see how that all plays out. I want to find out from you. I mean, the further we get away from October 7th and the horrific attack on Israel, I think a lot of people maybe are losing sight of the big picture. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you think what the U.S. is doing makes sense, what the Biden administration is doing. And the Biden administration has been all over the map on this thing. They have been all over the map. And I don't know. I don't know how this thing's going to play out. I keep hearing from people like Hugh Hewitt that this thing could take a year of war to finish off Hamas. A year of dying and all of the problems that go with it is unacceptable. We got to find a better way to do this. One of the things we do on a regular basis, in fact, every Monday, we fulfill a promise that we make for you over the weekend, and it essentially says the following. You go ahead on a Sunday morning, and you do what you do. You sleep in. You get a chance to go play tennis or golf, go to brunch, You can do whatever you want. You don't have to worry. You go to church. Do what you want. I'll watch, and my staff will watch the Sunday shows and bring you the best of the Sunday show. For instance, yesterday, and I thought this was wonderful, Glenn Youngkin, governor of Virginia, they've got big state elections this week in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And he was on Fox on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. This is Glenn Youngkin talking very much like a presidential candidate about life along our southern border. Here it is.
CBP sources telling Fox News, Griff Jenkins, that over 28,000 migrants have evaded apprehension at the southern border since the new fiscal year started October 1st. This is just a few weeks. This on top of the more than 1.5 million gotaways that we know of already during Biden's presidency. Customs and Border Patrol sources also telling Fox News that nearly 2,000 Chinese migrants have been encountered at the southern border for the first 14 days of the fiscal year. Many of them military-aged men, putting strain on states across the country. Joining me right now with his plans to manage it in this Sunday Morning Futures exclusive is Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin. Governor, good to see you this morning. Thanks so much for being here this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Maria. And I just want to let everyone know how proud I am of Republicans coming together around Speaker Johnson and getting things moving. It's a critical time around the world and in our nation, and we need leadership. And I'm happy to see him go to work.
And what does that leadership mean for Virginia?
Well, as you know, Maria, we're in the middle of very important elections. I think the most important elections in the nation. And we have a chance to put on the ballot our track record of growing jobs and back in the blue and standing up for parents and it reinforcing excellence in education. And I think these are foundational to America's success. We're going to have Virginians come out and hopefully flip our Senate and hold our House. And this is what's at stake. And so it's great to see Republicans unified, working together in order to advance the interests of America, not only around the world, but at home here in the States. And your comment around the chaos that we're seeing at the southern border is just another example of the weakness from Joe Biden. We see weakness in foreign policy, and now we have international chaos. We see weakness at the border, and we have drug chaos, national security chaos, and a humanitarian chaos. And we see weakness in our economy because he doesn't understand that we have to have fiscal responsibility. We have to have an aggressive energy policy that preserves our advantage as a domestic full supplier of everything that we need. And this is working against America in all aspects. And I see it in Virginia. As we see inflation stealing hard-earned Virginians' money, we see people worrying about their next job. And yet, here we are fighting against it with providing huge tax relief. We have tax checks going out this week to Virginians. We've gone from the bottom of job growth to near the top of job growth in the country. Common sense conservative policies work, and I'm so excited to present those to voters here in the next 10 days.
You know what I like? And I like this about Ron DeSantis, too. I like it about Donald J. Trump, that I like people who run for high office and who have done something. They've accomplished something. Glenn Youngkin is one of those people. I like people that don't just promise I'll do X, Y, and Z. They've done X, Y, and Z. They've accomplished it. And that's the case with Glenn Youngkin. I really, really like Glenn Youngkin. Whether he'll end up running for president in this election cycle or maybe in another one, maybe as a vice presidential a wannabe and be a part of a Trump ticket, and then he'll be teed up for 4 years from now. I don't know. That is intriguing to me. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday. We get your week started. One of the things I love about this program, it is called Live and Local, and one of the things we like to do is talk about what's going on right now, update you on the news, weather, traffic, sports, everything you need to know to start your day. That's what we call it, Live and Local. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Monday edition, Clay and Buck.
We'll be looking at the Biden economy because there are some factors right now that make people think things are getting shaky. And going into the 2024 election year, it could in fact be the economy that determines who the next president is. We'll talk about it.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job. And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years, 5 years, more? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
On this Monday edition of Live and Local, everything you need to know to get your day started, everything you're going to need to know at that early morning, that breakfast sales meeting, everybody needs to know this stuff, and we give it to you in a really interesting package that begins at 6:05 every morning. Glad to have you with us. This hour brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the good men and women who get stuff from point A to point B all across our state. Love it, and love having them be a part of our show. Jake Sullivan is the National Security Advisor to the President. He was on Face the Nation yesterday, and I want you to hear him talking about, and this is a major problem. This is a major, major problem. The people that we have right now today in the Gaza, and we have to do something to free them somehow, some way. This is Jake Sullivan. Cut five, go.
Does the U.S. know if the roughly 500 to 600 Americans in Gaza have survived the past 23 days of bombing and have the hostages?
We are in regular contact with most of the Americans who are in Gaza. We can't say every single one, but all of the ones who reach out to us, we follow up with on a regular basis, even sometimes a daily basis. And so we know that many of them are still there, still waiting to get out. And we are working actively to try to make that happen. The challenge right now, Margaret, is that the Egyptians are prepared to let Americans and other foreign nationals out of Gaza. The Israelis have no issue with that. But Hamas is preventing their departure and making a series of demands. We're trying to work through that to create a circumstance where all of the Americans who are in Gaza are able to get out.
Let me ask you about Israel and how it has explained its mission to the U.S. government. Saturday, their military said it killed a Hamas leader who had overseen the drone strikes and the paragliders who carried out that horrific attack on October 7th. They'd already announced that they'd killed the commander of forces responsible for the massacre at Kibbutz Narim and another key Hamas commander. Have they told you yet at which point they will declare this mission a success?
Well, they have told us in broad terms that making sure that Hamas can never again threaten Israel in the way it threatened Israel before is their core strategic objective in this conflict. But in terms of what the specific milestones are, that is something that ultimately is up to Israel. This is their military operation. They will make that decision. And we will continue to ask the hard questions of them, Margaret, that we would ask of ourselves in a military operation like this. What exactly are the objectives? How are the means matched to the objectives? And how will this evolve over time? That's a conversation we've been having. It's a conversation we will continue to have in the days ahead.
There you have it, Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor to the President of the United States. One of the things I missed, and I really feel bad about this, there were presidential sightings all over southern Nevada, and I'm really disappointed that I had to be out of town, but I had no idea that all of these candidates were going to be coming through here, the Ron DeSantis and Trump and everybody was rolling through here. I was disappointed, though, that I had to miss that stuff. But we are going to see a lot of these presidential candidates. We will not see Mike Pence because Mike Pence has suspended his campaign. And we're going to see more and more and more of these presidential wannabes that end up saying, it's just not working. When you're 50 points down, even though we are in October of 2023, if you're 50 points plus down, it's hard to raise money, hard to get anybody to cut you a check for $10,000 or $20,000, you know, from a PAC. It's real difficult. We're going to let you hear from one of the candidates that's still in the race, Ron DeSantis. He was here over the weekend talking to a national Jewish group, and I like listening to him. Again, going back to what we were talking about before the break, I love candidates that can say not just, I will do such and such, X, Y, Z, but that I'm going to actually do stuff that I've already done. He's done it in the state of Florida on so many of these issues. The same way Donald Trump has done it at the national level as the 45th president of the United States. All of that, a part of the presidential landscape when it comes to 2024. Stay with us. More to do. Ron DeSantis was on with Rita Cosby on Newsmax. We'll let you hear what he had to say over the weekend. Coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.